Good morning and welcome to Prayers for Your Day. This is Danita and today is Wednesday, April the 24th, 2024. As always, 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 I give God thanks for you, not only for who He is and what He is doing in your life, but for who He is and what He is doing in the lives of your loved ones, the people, places, and things that God has divinely connected you and I to for such a time as this. This is Wednesday, so why not give you just a little midweek word to help you over the hump. For the last couple of weeks, you know, I've just been challenged with some things on my job, dealing with the loss of my father, and just different things that have come up along the way, right? One of the things that we know, no matter how much you pray, no matter how much you love God, no matter how much you walk in the way or try to walk in the way of righteousness as being led by the Holy Spirit, one of the things that we know is that life happens, and life happens to us all. And in that time, I was sharing with a dear friend and a colleague just about the challenges that I was facing on my job, about how I'm trying to get my colleagues to understand, you know, what it is that I'm asking of them, what it is that I really need them to do to move forward. And I was just sharing, like, I'm tired. Like, why do I have to do all of this? Like, I should be able to ask one time and that should be it. And he shared with me this story, and I'm probably going to mess it all up, but I want to give it back to you in terms of life. And sometimes this is how life works. And so he shared with me about the story he was reading, or maybe he heard it somewhere, about this wall that the people wanted to tear down. And they could have tore the wall down quickly, meaning they could have probably took a bulldozer or something really big, a hammer, and just hit the wall once, and right, and the wall would have fallen down. But it would have fallen down where pretty much the pieces of the wall would have gotten into everything, over everything, right, and in the way of everything, could have even damaged some other stuff unintentionally. And so they decided not to knock the wall down all at once. But instead, he said, what they did was this, they took this machinery or something where they just kind of tapped the wall, right? Tapped the wall in the same place, little by little. And what they had done is that they had drew a perimeter that showed exactly where the wall would fall. And so the wall was going to fall, but it was going to fall exactly where it needed to fall. It was going to fall exactly in those places where it was not going to overflow in other areas, disrupt other things that was happening because of the level of intentionality, the level of focus, and the level of predetermination of exactly where to hit, when to hit, repeatedly. And he said to me, that's kind of like what you have to do, what you're required to do in this season. You're not required to come in like a Ghostbuster, right, and just tear down the wall. And too often in life, we think that that is our assignment. Our assignment is to come in and just do what we got to do, right? And not really take into account the domino effects. And literally, that's what he was talking about, in my opinion, is the domino effects of what can happen if we move too quick and too soon. And when we think about God, God is very much like that. When we pray to God, and it seems like, God, why aren't you moving fast enough? Why don't you just tear it down? Why don't you just do a suddenly? Because throughout the Bible, we've read where God healed suddenly, where God changed situations suddenly, right? And it just happened because God is God. He's sovereign. He does what he wants to do, and he doesn't consult anybody but himself. So it's not that God can't do it suddenly, because we have evidence in his word that he can, that he's capable, that he can do anything when he wants to do it, how he wants to do it. But there's something about when God allows the level of intentionality of the tapping. There's something that happens when God allows the intentionality of the keep coming, when we keep coming, when we keep believing, when we keep trusting that it's going to happen. That it is going to happen. It may not happen how we think it should happen. It may not happen when we think it should happen. But in that press, in that continuously going boldly to the throne of grace, right? We end up like the widow who keeps going to the unjust judge to get what she wants, and that's justice. We end up like the widow who keeps going, knowing that the judge can do it, believing that the judge will do it. I give you the verse again. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I give you the scripture. We press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. I give you the scripture. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season, right? So it just may not be the season for the wall to be torn down. It just may not be due season for the relationship to be restored. It just may not be due season for the promotion. But the Bible tells us, don't be weary in well-doing. Don't get weary. I give you the scripture, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Again, I say, wait on the Lord. I give you the scripture, hope deferred makes the heart sick. To keep coming and to keep tapping and to keep believing. When is the wall going to go down? When is deliverance going to happen? Right? When is healing going to take place? When are blinded eyes going to see? When are deaf ears going to hear? But again, I say, wait. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. It is the tapping. It is the pressing in. Because even though we might not see, right, what's happening, every time the wall is being tapped, something is going on in the inside that we can't see. But yet we believe that something is happening. And even though we may not see what is happening there, we should know that something is happening on the inside of us. Even though we may not feel it, just like we don't see what's happening on the inside of the wall, the molecules and, you know, the textures and the drywall and all of those things that happen when they put up a wall, sometimes we're not even aware that all along you were growing in love. You're not even aware of it until something happens and you like, man, I still have love in my heart. see something's going on on the inside, and you may not even be aware that patience is growing until something happens and you don't fly off of the handle like you used to, because something was happening on the inside and you didn't even know it. You didn't even recognize it. It's like the tapping of the wall when something is going on the inside, and because you keep praying and you keep asking God to do a new thing in the lives of your children, in the lives of your spouse, in the lives of your co-workers, and before you know it, you've developed long suffering and you didn't even know it was being manifested on the inside of you, only to show up in the kindness and the gentleness. It is the tapping in to the spiritual realm. It is the tapping in to the Holy Spirit, because in His presence is the fullness of joy. In His presence there is peace that surpasses all understanding. I want to encourage you today to keep tapping in, to keep tapping into those things that need to fall down, those things that need to be delivered, those people who need to be delivered that you are assigned to, those organizations, those companies, right? The government facilities, the educational institutions. Keep tapping in. It's coming down. It's coming down because of your prayers. People will be set free because of your prayers. People will be delivered because of your prayers. Things are shifting. Don't worry about what you can't see. Keep praying. Keep pressing in. Keep believing God. I love you all. Have a wonderful Wednesday. Be blessed.